we lost, lose our, our taste. Our taste is lost there when we go to measure things with a rod, with a standard in our heart. So, Gyani Praya Samudapasana Vamati. Look at yourself in a sort of infinite limitation. Infinite limitation, that's Jnana Sunna Bhakti. Crossing the stage where we hanker after the infinite characteristic of the Supreme. That is not very tasteful. This is the statement of the devotees and the Mahaprabhu. To go to measure the huge, the aishwarya, the majesty, the magnanimity, all these things, great attributes, they are, but that won't serve our purpose to its highest interest. We, tiny fellow, we should be adjusted in such a position that with the seeming finite environment, apparent finite environment, and the infinite characteristics must be below, left below. That we find in Jnana Sunna Bhakti Bhagavatam. That is most suiting and most beneficial to us. We find it beings. We can thrive there most. That is the conclusion. Don't go to tackle the infinite characteristic of the Absolute. There you lose. The measurement is the attempt of measurement, you will be lost there. You can't get anything in return as any benefit. So, Jnana Sunna Bhakti, tackle the plane of affection and love. There you will be more, you will be gainer, more gainer. That is the be all and end all of the teachings of Bhagavatam and Mahaprabhu. Jnana Sunna Bhakti. But sometimes it is necessary for the preacher to prove, show to the public the what status the Jnana Sunna Bhakti have got in its ontological comparison and discussion. So, but ultimately we accept that only to bury it underground and there to put up a plant of tulasi. Jnani prayasunga vashyamam. So that is an indirect aspect of our attainment, not direct. Without taking to the knowing or understanding element within us, eliminating from the beginning, we can achieve the highest point. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that Kanishtha Adhikari, if fortunately he comes in contact with Uttama Adhikari, the Madhyama Adhikari, that is the ocean of science, knowledge, he can easily, unconsciously he can cross over and go to Jnana Sunna Bhakti, Prema Bhakti. Jnani Parisamapati, Karmakilam Jnani Parisamapati, and the Jnana takes us to Prema and disappears. But the Kanishtha Adhikari, if he comes in connection from the beginning, fortunately, with the Uttama Adhikari, then unconsciously he can cross over the ocean of knowledge and he may have got his settlement in the devotional stage. And the Madhyamadhika, this Jnana Bhakti, that is a little dangerous. Sometimes we may be lost while in the midst of calculation. There is possibility if we have no some bona fide connection with the higher devotional school. Dangerous. That we are subject and everything is object of my calculation, of my measurement. That attitude is dangerous. That's why there cannot be super subject. I must be conscious always that the higher realm that has got subjective character and not objective. If we can have that sort of consciousness, then there is possibility of commitment of error very small. Just like the Mayavadi. They consider Brahma, but they cannot consider Parabrahma. Brahma asmi, Brahma bhuta. Jeev, the status of Jeev is that of Brahma. But then the Parabrahma aspect is there. The Purushottam aspect is there, Vasudeva aspect. Bahunang janmanamanti janavan mang prapajyati Vasudeva sarvam. Mahatma Sudur Labha, such a Jnani is very rarely to be found who can Vasudeva Sadvam, who can see Parabrahma, Purushottam. So, Jnani is very dangerous. Jnani is that knowing, I shall know everything. I shall know, I am subject and everything will be my object. What cannot be within the jurisdiction of my objective sensation, experience, I won't admit. I won't admit that. I won't admit that to be existent at all. There we eliminate the Adhukshaya realm, the Ramanuja Madhyacharya, all the Yasa Vishnavacharya. Are eliminated there. That I am the subject, and everything must be the object of my knowledge. Then I shall stand guarantee for their existence, otherwise not. There is a dangerous way of thinking, and the Mayavadins, they vanishes here. And those that can really accept the existence of super subjective realm, I am subject and these things are object, then there is super existence to which I am object, I am object and he is subject. In this way, it is gone to the infinite. And only by sevaya we can pass those places. Yes, through that land. No land. By walking I cannot go over the sea. By walking I cannot go to moon in this way. So, only by the acceptance of our serving nature we can go through, we can walk through the ways of the higher region. That is to be reckoned. This is all important factor. That is the basis of the real devotion. That there are domains which is made up of higher things than we are made of. Vaikunthi prithivadi shakuri chinmay. The earth, the water, the air, everything is consciousness and of higher quality than we our subjective existence are all. This idea we must try to foster, understand and follow. Then we can have some sort of conception in which side the God lives. Where the God lives, what is the domain of the God? And it is not imagination or speculation or hallucination. That is concrete. We can have that sort of faith within us. Higher subjective, higher subjective characteristic of things. Just in the lower also objective. So this mud, then the dry earth, then the stone, then the iron, in this way developing in grossness, the water, then the grossness is also increasing, so subtlety also increasing in the subjective character there. This we have to realize primarily. Then our religious life will be genuine. Otherwise, imagination, we can't depend on that. Now, speculation, emotion, I am thinking that I have achieved anything and everything like Madhyananda and his brothers. And then I shall find I am nowhere. This is not imagination, this is reality. And what sort of reality? That we have to understand very firmly. That will be the basis of our religious life. That sort of conception will be the basis. And then we will be able to know about our progress. Our progress, whether it is genuine or it is concoction. Imagination of a thing is not that, it's not that thing. And it will come inevitably. That's Babaji Maharaj told. Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj, he was living in a hut on the banks of Ganges. Another gentleman, he also taking such a rope of a Babaji, constructed another hut nearby. And he began to imitate Babaji Maharaj. Physical, his dress, his taking food, any other process also, he began to imitate. Then someone came and left this to Balaji Maharaj, perhaps one of his, one who had some respect for him. Then he remarked, Balaji Maharaj remarked, only if a lady enters into the labor room and imitates the sounds of another lady who is producing, giving birth to a child. So, and generally, the ladies when they give birth to a child, they feel some sort of pain and some sort of sound also, perhaps they may produce or something like that. But the lady who has got no child in the womb, and if she enters into the room of labor and imitates that sound, no child will come out. So, only physical imitation of a sadhu, that won't do. That won't do. Shuddha Satya. Shuddha Satya. Shuddha Satya. This Satya Gun, Satya Rajatama, that is Shuddha Vishuddha Satya. Mahadev says in Bhagavatam, Satyam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. It is there, a concrete thing. Satyam Vishuddham. That's the knowledge. The consciousness is a finer substance than the iron and the earth. It is a wonderful thing, this consciousness, this reason, the understanding. wonderful thing in comparison with the earthen pot and the other, the iron. So also, this is Satyagun, which is in the relativity of this material world, and the Vishuddha Satya, who has got no connection with material conception. It can conceive itself, Vishuddha Satya. Satyam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sanditam. The world there is made of all consciousness, not of any material substance. Satyam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sanditam. It is continued. The knowing aspect of this world is continued to be finer and finer and finest in this way, and merges in Premaya love. Satyam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sanditam. What is Vasudeva in proper? Vasudeva means Vishuddha Satya. Satya. The finest substance. Finest substance. Vasudeva Sanditam. Jadiyate Tattva Pumana Pavita. And if we can find the Puman, Pumans means Purusha, that is the predominating aspect, the personal conception there, in that plane, in the finest conception of spiritual substance, when we can, by close connection, we can detect that that is personal existence, then that is Vasudeva. Vasudeva. That is no longer a substance, an objective existence, but subjective existence. We can trace Parabrahma, Vasudeva. Mahadev says that my head is always, always bowing on that, showing reverence to that existence, that Vishuddha Satya. Satyam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sabditam, that is known as Vasudeva, the father of Krishna. And there, Vasudeva, which grows higher from that foundation. Vasudeva is a foundation and Vasudeva again springing up higher. That is Vasudeva. Vasudeva. Who is seen, who could be seen through Vasudeva, that as if he is coming from Vasudeva, the higher existence, that is Vasudeva. And my head is always connected, that I am always conscious of the fact, and my head is down, incidentally, connected, tied with that consciousness. So it was not possible to take my head from that there and to bow down to my so-called father Indra Daksha. This is when Devi, Durga Devi, asked Shiva that when that the thing is that Daksha, the father of Sati, he arranged for a sacrifice and invited all the gods, and they came. And the Shiva, he also joined. He was invited and joined. But Brahma, the father of Daksha, he did not show any respect to Daksha. Vishnu Narayan, he also did not. And all other gods showed some respect to Daksha. But Shiva did not, though Daksha was enraged. I am his father-in-law, why he should not show respect to me? So he announced another sacrifice, a great utsava, and invited all the gods, and did not invite Mahadev. It is to insult him, he began a bigger sacrificial ceremony and did not send any invitation to Shiva. Then all are going to attend the ceremony, and because he is Dakha, Shiva is not invited, so Dakha's daughter, Shiva's wife, Sati, she can't go because her husband is not invited. Then she could not control her. He asked permission from Shiva that allow me to attend the function. Mahadev told, he has purposely eliminated us to himself. So if you go there, this serious situation won't be happy. So it is better not to go there. But she did not mind it. No, my father's house, so many sisters and the other kinsmen are attending, and I want to go. That cannot be in this way. Then Shiva, if you like, you may go, but I don't voluntarily allow you to go. And Sati went there. So the Sati asked, then why did you not show obeisance to Daksha? He has eliminated you. What for? Because you did not show any respect. After all, he is your wife's father, that is father-in-law. So you should have shown some respect to him. Then in answer to that, Shiva says this sloka in Bhagavata. Sattam visuddham vasudeva shavditam jadiyate tatra puman abhavrita satte chatasmin bhagavan vasudevo jhadakshajo me namasa vidhiyate. Devi, to speak you really, my heart, my head is always connected with Vasudeva. Where is that Vasudeva? Na sattam visuddham, visuddha satta is Vasudeva, and who is who is supposed to be seen on that plane, in the plane of Vasudeva, who is praying, the higher substance, that on the basis of Vasudeva, that foundation he is living and his doing with his past and his movement. There my head is always connected, and to take it from there and to put it to any other lower position, it is impossible for me. So I could not. My exclusive and the final respect is connected with Vasudeva always. So to withdraw from that position and to show respect to any other place, that was not possible for me. This is the, not to insult him, but the fact is such. It has got some positive meaning. So there this sloka, Vishuddha Satta. The Satta means higher substance, that is the knowing substance, and then Vishuddha Satta, it is produced to the higher direction. Vishuddha Satta. And there we find that original conception, and this world is only a perverted reflection of that. We come to understand that. So, the meaning of everything, when the rain is taken off, it runs towards the, to connect it with the highest cause. The meanings of different stages we find in Hare Krishna Mahamantra, everywhere, in every mantra of Veda, everywhere. The meaning from superficial to the internal and the innermost, in this way, the meaning the meaning of everything will connect with Krishna, the absolute good, the autocrat, the loving substance. In this way, meaning will vary according to different stages. The conception of the son, the child, he may have some sort of conception of the sun or moon. The going persons, they will have some greater. In this way, the scientific, they will have some more closer conception. In this way, everything goes to the infinite position in connection with him. Everything is infinite. Everything is infinite. Soul's prospect is also infinite, and goes to that Gyanasunna Bhakti and takes some shape of finite characteristic there. Gyanasunna. And when we are in the stage of calculation, everything becomes infinite. And when it comes again in the position of tastefulness, it has to locate. The journey is finished, and there some heart is built and begins to stay and enjoy his life in a particular duty being fixed. So Mahaprabhu has asked, come to this stage and leave your horse or your conveyance and put and construct a heart and live here and no further. The Gyan is like a horse on which we can ride and go. Make progress. Gyan proper. And it comes and stops in the Viraja Brahmaloka. Buddhists stop their chariot in Viraja and Shankar stops his chariot, the horses, in the Brahmaloka. Then comes Ramanuja. With the help of the devotees, take this service as a visa. To accept a visa, you must prove some interest there on that land, so that someone there is there, some person, some interest, real interest, and they will be satisfied, then they will visa. So, some interest there. So, then if you want to enter that land, you must have some interest there, and then the visa will be allowed. Not your interest, but the interest of the to be located there. Then you will be taken in. So your ruchi, you are going to serve, not to rob that land, but you have to contribute something to the land, some interest. Then you will be allowed to enter.
Good,
very good. Nitari Gaur Hari Gaur.
Why is it that we are accepting name of Krishna, rather there are so many names of Krishna, Gopal, Govinda, Madhusudan, Vasudev. Why especially the name of Krishna we are chanting?
According to the position of one's realization, Krishna is also in a Vaikuntha name. There is in Veda, it is the Krishna, the name is mentioned as that of the Asura, demon. And in Vaikuntha also, the Narayan is in the center, and 24 delegated figures around him. And there is also one name is Krishna. And then the Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. Then Dharaka Krishna, Mathura Krishna, there is also differentiation. So according to the quality of differentiation, the name Krishna will have its importance. The Mayavadi, they also have some sort of faith in Krishna, but that is decided in Maya. They also have respect for Krishna, but Brahma is above Krishna. According to the nature of realization, the meaning, the purpose of Krishna differs and from the source from which the first impression is coming and guiding us, it will depend on that. And they will find that the highest place is Krishna, who can attract everyone. Krishna, Akarshan, the center of gravitation, can give, the attraction can give, the create the cosmos attraction. The sun, moon, so many planets, they are all depending on the force of attraction. Attraction. So many molecules and atoms, by attraction, they are producing things. Different shapes, different colors, everything is combination of attraction. It depends on attraction and its differentiative character. Otherwise, all will be resolved. No figure, nothing. There is attraction. So attraction, and the attraction when endowed with life, that is love, at the center of love. Center of love. That is twofold, positive, negative. And they are attracted by one another, each other. Everyone, even the jeev has got some attraction. It can attract something around him. The attraction absolute, that is Krishna. And when that is living, that is love. The center of love, center of prema is Krishna. And nothing else is necessary. Everyone's dire necessity in his existence is attraction. Attraction. So Krishna, he attracts wholesale attractor of us. Wholesale attractor. I feel that when we take the name Krishna, every nerve is attracted. The very existence is challenged outside him. His interest, the attraction, wholesale attraction, wholesale attraction of everything that comes from that center, Krishna. And we must be conscious of the fact of our existence. Then the basic principle of our life is almost solved. Where we stand, take our stand, that is attraction. There we stand. The earth, everything stands on that plane, moves by the attraction. On the higher zone, there is no attraction, so they cannot walk. After coming down from this Smriti, they cannot walk as they do here. Is it not? Have you not found in paper? That they cannot, but coming out of that, they cannot walk as in the earth. They have to something like swim.
Gravity is different.
No gravity, no gravitation. The attraction is our foundation. No attraction, we cannot move now. Attraction helps us in our all phases of our life. We cannot eliminate its utility and necessity from our existence, but we must be conscious of that, and there our satisfaction consists in. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, attraction. And that is sort of attraction. Attraction means that the love also attracts in the living, the physical attraction, and the living attraction is love, affection. That is a very happy thing, pleasing, no doubt, attraction. So we say that the point of attraction is loving, not, and the loving and the charming can vanish our inquiry. If we are satisfied with love, then our imagination and our aspiration for further inquiry and discovery is finished. I have got my desire and the taste of love. That seems to be the highest thing of our aspiration. We can stop, our journey is stopped there, if we can land in a loving land, in the land of love. That is explicitly given in Bhagavatam. Especially inaugurated by Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya, by Bhagavad Prem, that mystic realization of charm and beauty. That is our innate inquiry. We have to detect that. In the heart of our heart, aspiration, the inquiry is only for such thing which can quench our thirst and nothing else. Knowledge only is making inquiry. Why? Why inquiry? To find inner satisfaction. Is inquiring this to satisfy the inner interest, inner inquiry? And when he finds it, it's finished. No more inquiry necessary. I have got my desired thing for which I was in a searching mood, life after life. I have got that. And this is prem, affection, love, beauty, charm, which can stop our progress with guarantee. Gaudhari bol, Gaudhari bol, Gaudhari bol, Gaudhari bol, Gaudhari bol. Nidhai Gaudhari bol, Nidhai Gaudhari bol, Nidhai Gaudhari bol. Nidhai Gaudhari bol, Nidhai Gaudhari bol. Sadvam karma khilam patha gyani purishamapate. Karma is finished where knowledge begins. And knowledge, tapasya bodhiko yogi jnani bhopi matodhika karmi bhaschadhiko yogi tasmat yogi bhavajami. Yogi nama pisadvesang madgati nantaratmana sadhavan bhajati yomam swami yuktatamo mata. And he has got my service, my seva, then everything finished. All eliminated, dismissed, everything dismissed. He has engaged in my service. Madgati nantara atmana saddhavam bhajati yoga. He is the highest of all the yogis, all the jnanis, all the tapasis, all the karmis. who has come to me and has got full engagement, cent percent engagement in me. I consider him to be the highest. Otherwise, there are tapasya, yogi, jnani, etc., so many. Siddha heaven. They are attempting students. But when he has got the service in me, the student life finished, inquiry finished. He will be busy then, how to satisfy me. He is engaged all his talents, only that nitya-seva. Nitya-seva, that is also of infinite character, not finite. Different department of service and evolving different type of the garland, the bed, the food, so many departments, diplomatic section, so many sections there. And he is engaged there and he is fully engrossed in his duty. Everyone's duty is finite, infinite. You may use your talent to its best limit to show how improved service you can render. The scope is there, but mainly it is service, not inquiry for any other fortune. You are not a fortune seeker any longer. Fortune is fixed, and there you are showing your genius in that limitation. And you find that you are serving the utmost. Gold, holy 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 gold. Is all gold, holy gold, is all gold, holy gold, is all gold, holy gold. Dayan is I, Dayan is I, Dayan. Dayan is I, Dayan is I, Dayan. Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Sundara, query. Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundara. Gauranga Sundara Vara Nittan Nijet Namubhi Rodhanda Sarasvati. Gauranga Nagara Vara Nittan Nijet Namubhi. Nagara means citizen, the idea of citizen, Gauranga, Nimai. He is dancing with his own name, Gauranga Nagaravara. Nagara means as not only ordinary citizen, but a standard citizen. Who has got a resourceful citizen and also a very smart and having some leading talent and resources. That's Nagara. He is dancing, drawing the nectar from his own name. He is drinking the nectar from within and dancing. That is the representation of Gauranga, Prabhupada Saraswati, the guru, the spiritual guide of Gopal Bhatta, brother of Venkata Bhatta, who has written Radha Rasa Sudha Nidhi, and also Gauranga, Vrindavan Sataka, Navadvip Sataka. And very powerful, but style of writing is very hard, deep and comprehensive, impressive, and also simple, accommodating of variegated sentiments, forceful style. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur's translation of that Sanskrit poem into Bengali, that seems to be most beautiful than the original. Just like this, it cannot be thought as translation. It seems to be of original characteristic, the translation. And this I have found there, that quality. The translation, that seems to be original. Such color is found there in the translation. Gaur Haribo. Jai Gaur Haribo. Gauranga Nagaravara Nittan Nijat Nam Jeeva Goswami Sabhajana Vibhajana Prayojana Avatari. Whose own attitude, whose business is to distribute his own attitude to the public. That is his need. What is the necessity of his life? What is his real life?